The number of environmental activists holding a blockade in the Modrava region of Šumava National Park to prevent the felling of bark beetle-infested trees swelled on Tuesday morning in reaction to Monday's forced evacuation by the police. However, logging continues and the protesters have been losing ground, both literally and legally, as a regional court and the Czech Environment Inspection Office found nothing amiss with the management's policy. Sara Borůvka has the story.
After a period of deceptive tranquility, loggers arrived in force at the Modrava site on Monday, and the 27 activists holding an 11-day vigil there were only able to put up a brief passive resistance before the police stepped in to evacuate the area by force where necessary. The park's management was well prepared for the confrontation. It had a court order for evacuation stating that the blockade was illegal and moreover a green light for logging by the Czech Environment Inspection Office, to whom the group of environmental activists had turned for help. Mojmír Vlašín, the group's spokesperson, said on Tuesday morning that the blockade would continue despite the fact that activists were now outnumbered by police.
Yesterday we started really blocked the cutting of trees. And today we continue, but there is more than 60 policemen from the special corps, and we are not able to stop it really in all places. So actually now we try to stop this activity as long as possible, and if we are not able to do it 100%, let's say, which is absolutely clear now, so we tried to do it, let's say, 50%.
Have you tried by some legal means, maybe filing a complaint?
Of course. Our activity start with a negotiation with some complaints to the environmental inspection, to complaints to the European Union, DG Environment and others. But now the situation is like this, and we have no other possibility than civic protest.
The park's management, which thanks to environmentalists is now under intense media scrutiny, is nonetheless determined to push ahead with logging as a means of fighting bark beetle infestation, a method complemented by debarking infested trees and using powerful anti-insecticides in places. The park's spokesman Pavel Pěchouček said the drive to eliminate the bark beetle would continue.
Work on this bark beetle-infested area is fully in accordance with the law and will continue as planned.
The park's management says that this particular area, which was formerly part of the no-intervention zone, is badly infested and presents a serious threat to still healthy Nordic spruce in the vicinity. It claims that for every tree it cuts, and it has 4,000 trees marked, it may be saving 8 to 10 others, and that another 30 to 40,000 trees would otherwise be in danger. Neither the Czech Environment Inspection Office nor the Environment Ministry have moved to stop the felling, although the latter advised the National Park to apply the debarking method over felling wherever possible. Contrary to that is the stand of environment activists who, while conceding the degree of infestation, say that nature should be left to run its course, at least in the protected nature reserve, and that in time it would regain its balance. Playing into the hands of the park's more radical-minded management is the fact that the owners of forests in neighboring Austria have warned the Czech side that they would demand up to 1 million euro in compensation should the bark beetle calamity cross over to their territory. Mojmír Vlašín says that this is still no excuse for felling on the Czech side.
This is another problem, because in the Austrian side, there is a just, let's say, common forest belongs to the cluster Schlegel, monastery Schlegel, and this is no national park on the Austrian side. In this case, it's really necessary to mitigate the problems with the bark beetle on this area. So we say to the national park that there is a method to eliminate bark beetle by not the cutting trees, but take the bark off on the standing trees, which is not so bad like cutting.
On Tuesday, events at Modrava followed pretty much the same scenario, with activists chaining themselves to trees marked for felling and the police cutting the chains and carrying them off. At this point, even Mojmir Vlašin admits it is more of a question of slowing down the logging than stopping it. But he says he and his friends are there to stay for as long as there are any trees left to defend.
Sarah Borufka reporting.